Hi, I'm Christy Hurt, the founder of The Collab. We are a collective of brand professionals sharing our career stories. Every week, we pair up two members and they interview each other, so you'll get to hear one episode this week and one next week. You can join us too. Sign up at jointhecollab.com and then tell your story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anne, and today with me is my dear friend, Sam, a multi-hyphenate marketer. For more than 20 years, Sam has stewarded iconic brands as a marketer inside world-class organizations and agencies, including Nike, Disney, and CAA. From her earliest days as a talent agent to her work as an executive consultant, she's brought a strategic approach and a curiosity to each challenge. She's especially skilled at reinventing heritage brands and driving them into deeper culture. Sam, so take me back to the beginning. How did your career get started?
Well, I'm so happy to be here and to be sharing this experience with you of all of my closest, dearest girlfriends. You know, I think I always smile when I think back on my origin story because there really was, you know, a singular moment that kind of changed the trajectory of my career and my life. You know, I grew up in Western Mass. I was a pretty studious kid. I loved competitive dance. It's really where I spent all of my energy outside of school. And did not have any interest in sports, didn't play, didn't watch. But one afternoon, I came home from rehearsal and found my uncle in our living room watching what turned out to be the NBA Finals. And he was very insistent that I sit down and watch it with him. And I begrudgingly said yes. And it turned out to be an NBA Finals between Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls and the Portland Trailblazers. And I couldn't have known it at the time, but it was a pretty iconic game, often referred to as the shoulder shrug game. And MJ just kept hitting a ton of threes, and it was just really a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know how to explain it, but that singular moment really just captured my interest, and I became obsessive about all things Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, the NBA, and I just wanted as much intel as I could get. And back then, you know, we didn't have access to information in the same way. We had SportsCenter, we had the USA Today, and that was about it. And so I would consume as much as I possibly could. And over time, I realized there was a person in his life named David Falk. And David was self-described as an agent who handled everything from his contract with the team to his endorsements with Nike, some of the other brands that he did business with. A lot of us will remember the McDonald's commercials and Hanes and, you know, all these really iconic relationships. And the more I learned about the role, the more I wanted to be part of that world and to do exactly what he was doing. And so I really spent all of my energy getting ready for, you know, having the credibility to compete for a job in the talent agency world. And so during my college years at Boston College, I was lucky enough to get some professors who really allowed me to explore that interest. I sought out internships, was able to land one with a company called Wolf Associates, which was a talent management agency based out of Boston, and they ended up hiring me out of school. So that was a very fortuitous relationship that was built at an early age, and that really set me off onto this path of being a talent representative and a talent agent. And spent about a year and a half with Wolf, and then got recruited to SFX Sports, which turned out to be run by none other than David Falk. So the whole thing came full circle. And I really love my work as a talent agent. But I think what became very real for me was that I was doing business with all these incredible brands, you know, CPG brands, tech brands, footwear and apparel brands. And I realized that there was a whole world that was much bigger in brand marketing. And I really wanted to be in their world. And so that really kind of kicked things off for me pursuing a career in brand marketing. So that is the whirlwind story of how this all began.
So sounds like a Jerry Maguire start to your career. So tell us, so how has your career since then been? Has it been linear or did you have to pivot in certain unexpected directions?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it is that my career has always been intentional, but it certainly has not been very linear. You know, you've already heard me describe a pivot I made from talent marketer to brand marketer. And, you know, similarly, there were other moments, either ones that I proactively sought out, because I wanted to grow or to stretch, and other things that sort of happened to me and I had to react, particularly things that a lot of us have encountered in our careers, corporate shakeups, life changes, and then, you know, things that happen with family that really just change your priorities. And so I'll give you a couple of examples. In my early career on the brand side of things, I was with a company I loved, Alltel Wireless. And some of you may know it. It was a regional telco brand competing with the likes of Verizon and Sprint and AT&T. And I loved everything about it. We had great leadership. I had tremendous responsibility, was getting paid well for my age, you know, just everything felt right. And I could have seen myself staying there for a very long time. But ultimately, the business was sold to Verizon. I had a chance to stay and move back to the New York area and work within the Verizon sports marketing team. Or I could do something entirely new. And around the same time, I was being recruited to MillerCoors. And I just saw it as a great opportunity to stretch my industry knowledge, leverage my expertise, but now go into a completely new space and get a chance to sort of prove myself in that new territory. The other thing that was very attractive to me, at least then, was I thought it would be very valuable for my career to be inside a CPG company and really get that classical training. And so, you know, a few years into my time in the sports and entertainment group, I took a total lateral move into a group of brands that were not particularly resourced. And we called it the economy portfolio. And they had no budget, couldn't use the tricks, you know, like partnerships and sponsorships, which was my core world. And I really had to learn fundamentals, you know, pricing strategies, how to use consumer insights in actionable ways, you know, how to really think about working with your distributors and your trade marketing to really make sure that you're driving proper sell-through. So it really helped me kind of develop more of those generalist skills so that I could continue to grow my career in different ways. And I think it really provided the foundation to take on much, much bigger roles at MillerCoors, certainly at Nike and later at Disney. So, you know, really appreciative of those things. But I would say another example of kind of change that occurred that I didn't have much say over was during my Disney years. So I was originally recruited to ESPN and again, loved what I was doing. I was leading brand strategy for the master brand. And then I was looking after SportsCenter and a number of our original studio shows. And we had just built a strategic plan to get after younger fans. We had just built a new brand campaign and launched a new advertising initiative that we called Life Needs Sports. So we had tons of momentum. It was fun. You know, we were doing big, impactful things. And then we had an organizational change. And the next thing I knew, kind of overnight, I was in a newly created strategy role inside Disney ad sales. And I was not happy about it. I mean, this is not where I wanted to be. It was not consumer marketing. But once I sort of settled in and realized that, hey, you know what? There is actually a lot to be learned. This is a great time to be in the Walt Disney Company. I sort of need to be opportunistic here and maximize this window. And so that's what I did. But I mean, if I'm being, you know, really candid about that time, it was definitely a pivot. And then I would say, you know, the other moments in my life that kind of fill in this theme is my parents, both of them had some really difficult medical challenges over the years. And one happened in 2012 when I was in Chicago with MillerCoors and needed to relocate to Massachusetts to really be able to prioritize him. And then at the end of 2020, my mom got very sick. And, you know, it really just forces you to think about what are you going to put first? And, you know, in that situation, it was most certainly going to be my mom, you know, and yes, I wanted to work, needed to work, but it was really about choosing things that would allow me to make her the focus. And so all that is to say that there are so many moments in one's career where you have to respond to this situation and the cards that have been dealt, and you do your best to make the most of it. And I'm really grateful for those experiences. But to your original question, absolutely nothing linear, despite the intent. Definitely nothing linear.
Well, I've witnessed you move through many of these changes that you're talking about, and you've definitely done it with lots of grace. And I guess along those same lines, I've also seen you work at some really cool brands doing some really cool things. What are some of the coolest things you've worked on in your career?
Well, I probably would say that some of the coolest work I've done has been at Nike. you know, I think I mentioned at the start of this story that being a part of Michael Jordan's orbit and being around the brands he was doing business with was something that had always been on my mind. And probably the brand that stood out to me the most in my earliest days was Nike. And I sort of had this impression that they were the very best marketers in the world. And now having been inside the swoosh, you know, I feel very strongly that that is still very true. It was definitely some of the most creative people I ever had the chance to be around. And we got to do some very cool things. I was working inside the Jordan brand. I was leading global brand marketing. And we had some real challenges in the business. You know, we had a basketball business that was hemorrhaging and losing a lot of share to Under Armour. So we needed to get control of that around the world, but particularly in North America. So I got the chance to really dig in and sort of diagnose what was going on there, get to the root, and be able to come back with a plan of how we could adjust pricing, how could we think about our go-to-market timing and our approach to athlete authenticators, and even the way that we highlighted our resources and focused them on the key product that mattered. And so that was kind of the first rung of my experience there, but it also happened to be the 30th anniversary of the brand. And so to be able to celebrate our history and heritage and to reinvent the brand for the next generation was really cool to be a part of. We ended up creating an experience almost like an interactive museum that we called Museum 23. And we took it to the All-Star Game. We took it to Paris. We took it to China. And it just really allowed us to sort of surprise and delight our consumer in a way that was really fun and enduring. And then every year I got a chance to be a part of launching the Air Jordan franchise, which was the most pinnacle shoe launch that we had in the portfolio. And one of the greatest things about the Nike days was just the storytelling. You know, I know that's a word that's often overused, but I can say without a shadow of a doubt that they have really mastered the craft on storytelling and finding a way to make you feel something emotionally so much bigger than the functional benefit of the shoe or the innovation of the shoe. It was, what were you going to do in said shoe? And what community are you going to be a part of as a result? So I just loved being part of telling the story of Band, the story of Space Jam, you know, some of the collaborations that we did during that time. It was just a really incredible experience and just will always be grateful.
Sounds incredibly exciting. So what are you most proud of in your career so far?
Well, I guess taking chances, you know, and being able to move to new places, try on new industries, and really get a chance to learn and absorb what makes those industries and categories tick. I think that I've always been open to acquiring new skills and experimenting. And I think that sometimes that's not easy to do that, to kind of put yourself out there. And so I guess the willingness to do that and to fail some of the time and, you know, to have the chance to really stretch are probably some of the things that I'm really proud of. And I think, you know, that, let's call it a career portfolio of sorts, like really assimilating a group of different experiences, different skills, different industries, and even the cities that I moved to. You know, I've lived in big cities and little cities like Little Rock, Arkansas, and I think it just gives you a different level of empathy for your consumer, for your colleagues. And, you know, there's no doubt that the relationships I built along the way are some of the most important people in my career and are people that can be activated at any time. So I think having that robust network is really useful. It's funny, and I know we've talked about this privately, you know, there are certainly a lot of people that question the diversity of experiences I've had, the breadth of experiences I've had, and question whether or not it's a good thing to have multiple jobs on the CV. To me, I think it's my superpower. You know, I think it's one of the most essential ways that allow me to be a good creative problem solver and to be able to draw on that network and to activate that network in meaningful ways. And so I think I am really proud of having that rich set of experiences and, you know, a chance to be able to know that I did those things. Have the receipts, as they would say.
I would agree with you. Well, before we have to go, I have a couple more questions for you. What would you do differently if you had to start over?
So many things, Anne. But perhaps the biggest one is learning the lesson about your intent matching your impact. You know, it's like you could have the very best intention. You could go into things, you know, with this great work ethic, all of the best spirit in mind, and it just doesn't land the way you mean it to, or you have absolutely no idea that what you're doing has an impact that is not the way that you would have hoped. And so I think that that lesson, you know, is something that has come to the surface over the years. And it's something that I still work on every day, but I just wish I had sort of known that idea sooner. You know, I think that would have paved a smoother path along the way.
So what's next for you?
Well, I've spent a lot of the last few years in sales strategy and enablement, more on the commercial side of our business. And I really miss consumer marketing. You know, I really want to be back client side and really in a brand strategy, product marketing, and partnerships role, you know, something that's really going to leverage that expertise. I have a deep background in spaces like tech and CPG and retail, and I'm open to sort of leveraging that expertise, but I'm also open to being part of brands that focus a bit more on women. You know, when I look at my history, a lot of my focus has been on male targeted brands. And so it's important to me that we have a wider aperture on who we're focused on and spend more energy on the female audience. And I really, it's important to me, especially at this stage in my career, to be with a very purpose-driven brand and a brand or an organization, I would say, that really puts brand at the center, you know, that they see brand as a growth driver, not as an expense column. You know, that's important to me philosophically. So if I could find a great marketing leadership role, you know, ideally that would tap into those skills, that would be incredible.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for sharing all this. We've been friends for, I don't know, 10, 15 years now. And I swear this podcast has, you know, taught me so much more about you. I didn't know your origin story and all of the different things that you talked about today. So thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks so much for being here for the CoLab Career Stories podcast. Please follow us on social media at Join the CoLab and sign up to become a member and share your story at jointhecolab.com.